Dr. Laurel Clark is a dream expert. She is the president emeritus of the School of Metaphysics. And the 26th annual National Dream Hotline will begin Friday night at 6 p.m. And let's welcome Dr. Clark to the show. Doctor, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Good. Tell me about how you got into metaphysics and how that all started for you.
Well, I was 22. I had just graduated from college. I was living in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I was waiting to go to graduate school because I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. And I had learned how to meditate. And someone I knew invited me to a meditation group. And in that group, there was a person who was a student at the School of Metaphysics that was in Detroit, Michigan at the time. And she actually told me about a type of reading that the school does called past life readings. And at that time, in 1979, people didn't really talk about past lives. And so I was just curious and thought I would have one done and was quite amazed at how accurate was, how much it told me about myself. And so I started taking classes, and it unfolded from there.
Hmm. What was it about what was it that was accurate about your reading?
Well, the way that the School of Metaphysics does those, it describes a particular lifetime that's significant to the present because of a kind of life lesson that you're learning. And when I heard what it told me, I was a pretty self-reflective person. I had done counseling, I'd done meditation, I'd done a lot of inner work. And what it told me about myself, I knew was true in terms of what lessons I need to learn. And I also knew that it was not something that I had already been thinking about. So it was pretty deep in terms of inward. Basically, what it was telling me was exactly what I knew, that I needed to start being responsible for my life. And, you know, I had a job, but responsible in terms of really deciding what I was here to do this lifetime. You know, the people who were doing it had never met me before. They didn't know anything about me consciously. So, I mean, there were more details to it, but basically the telling me about what I needed to learn at that point in my life is what was accurate about it.
And you've become, you've been part of metaphysics ever since?
Yes, my entire adult life.
Yeah. And now, how, you know, there are so many different ways that I've heard dreams, you know, interpreted. Is there one specific way? Because, you know, like one person will say falling means this, and then another person will say no, it means this. This represents this. This represents that. Is there one rule book of symbols and all that stuff that actually does apply?
Well, the way the School of Metaphysics interprets dreams is based on a language that we call the universal language of mind. And in that, there is one meaning that the symbols have. However, when you put them together, how it applies to your life is something that's individual to the dreamer.
Right.
So there actually is a book called The Dreamer's Dictionary by Dr. Barbara Condren that the School of Metaphysics publishes. And what I've found is that it makes sense universally. So, for example, a car in the physical world is a vehicle that we use to get from place to place. In a dream, a car symbolizes your physical body because you, as whatever you consider yourself, a soul, a spiritual being, you are not your physical body, but you use your physical body to get from place to place. So if you dream, for example, that you have a flat tire, that's what I would call a health dream that's telling you there's something that you're doing in your waking life that is affecting your physical body. And two or three people could have that same dream, but what specifically they're doing that's interfering with their body and it's being able to move, that could be individual. You know, for one person, it might be that they're burning the candle at both ends. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, it might be that they're not eating right. So that's where the individual application comes in.
Right. Okay. Doctor, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Dr. Laurel Clark is with us. The 26th Annual National Dream Hotline begins this Friday at 6 p.m., goes straight through 54 hours to Sunday night. at midnight, and you can call up and get your dream analyzed. If you wake up and go, "What was that? I need some help," call up, and they'll help you out. Dr. Clark is a dream expert, president emeritus of the School of Metaphysics. You can check out dreamschool.org. But she's here to analyze your dreams and give you some advice if you have a recurring dream or you have a nightmare or something that you need some information about or you'd like some help about or at least have some interesting analysis. Give us a call. The phone lines are now open at 312-981-7200. You can also send your text to 24720. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Sarah Spain from ESPN. She's hosting a Blackhawks viewing party of the game tonight. And it's for a great cause. And Sarah Spain will be with us after 3 to tell you all about it. Well, right now, though, Dr. Laurel Clark is with us. She's a dream expert and the president emeritus of the School of Metaphysics. You can check out dreamschool.org for more information. Every year we have some people on to talk about the event that's happening this weekend. It's the 26th annual National Dream Hotline. It begins Friday night at 6 o'clock until midnight on Sunday night for 54 straight hours. Experts will be manning the phones so that if you wake up with a weird dream or something, no matter what time of day or night it is, someone will be there to help you out. But we have Dr. Laurel Clark with us right now to answer your questions about some of the dreams that you're having. 312-981-7200, and we welcome Dr. Clark back. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
It's very funny that you are on with us this morning because I had a pretty crazy dream just yesterday while I was sleeping. You know, yesterday for me meaning I sleep during the day because of these hours, doctor.
Right.
And there's a quick question: does it matter when you sleep? Does it matter what your sleep schedule is or if it's interrupted in some ways? Will that affect your dreaming?
It doesn't really matter when you sleep. Sometimes what people find when their sleep is interrupted, that they can actually remember dreams more easily. But not always, but oftentimes, like if somebody wakes up and then they sleep for a short period of time because they go into a more shallow state of sleep, sometimes it's easier to remember those dreams, like from a nap. But
yeah,
any sleep period can provide dreams that can be useful.
Okay. Yeah, my sleep is generally a little bit crazy because of the hours that I sleep, and you know, I wake up from time to time. I'm a pretty light sleeper, and I never ever sleep, you know, 8 hours straight. That just doesn't happen. I'll sleep 2 hours here, wake up a little bit, make maybe another three. But I never sleep longer than 3 hours in one sitting, in one stretch.
Right.
And that's the way I've been my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
The dream that I had involved a girl that I have not seen in probably almost 30 years. We graduated high school together back in 1983, and I've seen her maybe once or twice since in the 80s. And I have not seen her since. And I had a dream about her. She was like the major star of the dream. It felt like we were in a relationship, and that we were, you know, we knew each other, and that I was attracted to her, and she was, you know, attracted to me. We were in a commune. It was just a very, very unusual dream, but it felt like I wanted to be with her. And I haven't seen this girl in, like I said, almost 30 years. And I haven't really thought, I mean, I'm friends with her on Facebook. Every once in a while, I'll see her post something on Facebook, but I've not spoken or saw her face to face in many, many, many years. And suddenly she's a major star in a very strange dream I had yesterday. What does that mean?
Well, that's interesting. And it's a good question to ask. People in dreams symbolize aspects of ourselves or qualities that are in us. And since you haven't seen her in 30 years, what she symbolizes to you is however you knew her or understood her when you were in high school. I mean, obviously, she's probably different now.
Clearly,
but
yeah,
you don't really know that.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you saw her as being very intelligent, she would symbolize that aspect of yourself that's intelligent. Or if you saw her as being a go-getter, she would be that aspect of yourself. So that's important to you to get the meaning of the dream, is to identify how you would describe her as a person, because it's that part of yourself that is important to you now in the present to harmonize with, to get to know, to get closer to. So the other thing that's significant is that since you haven't really seen her in 30 years, it's likely that it is a part of yourself that is there, but maybe has been kind of dormant. And there's something that's occurring in your waking life that's causing you to kind of reawaken that part of yourself.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Now that I'm thinking about how I felt about her, I think this might be a pretty good dream, Doctor.
Great.
Because I thought she was, like, really cool and really attractive. So I don't.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah. And it was a good. Now, does it matter the behavior of the person within the dream? Now, you know, like if the person behaves poorly towards you in the dream, is that a reflection of anything?
It is. It's telling you how you treat yourself. So, for example, if you had someone in a dream who was, you know, kind of turning away from you, it would mean that that's a part of yourself that you turn away from or that you're at odds with. Death in a dream symbolizes change. So if somebody is killing you or shooting at you, it's telling you that there's some change that you're going through that kind of feels to you like the force change because the other person is doing it to you.
Mm.
If you were killing somebody, it would mean that there's a change that you are intentionally causing. So, yeah, the action makes a difference in terms of what the dream is telling you about that part of yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, it felt like we were dating in this dream, and it felt like, and it felt like she liked me. So that was, it was interesting. Okay. We've got a bunch of people who are on the line. Everybody hang on. 312-981-7200. Doctor, can you believe it's 26 years that the Dream Hotline has been happening?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And what kind of
dream?
What kind of response do you get on these weekends?
Oh, when people know about it, we have our phone lines ringing off the hook because everybody dreams. Most people, even if they don't remember their dreams on a regular basis, have at least one dream that's always troubled them. It's always been of interest to them. And there are many people who remember dreams on a regular basis, and they really want to know what they mean. So
yeah.
We get a great response.
Okay. And again, it starts on Friday at 6 p.m., you go, what is the actual number, Doctor?
People in the Chicago area can actually call three numbers. I'll give you one here.
Okay.
It's 630.
Okay.
739.
1329. Okay.
For other people, they can call our headquarters, which is 417-345-8411.
Okay. And that starts Friday night at 6. We'll repeat those numbers. And if you have any questions, we have a link on our Facebook page. And also, you can check out dreamschool.org. Doctor, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Dr. Laura Clark is with us. And the phone lines are completely lit up. If you want to send a text, you can do that. We'll take a quick break. We got the news, and then we'll go directly to your dreams right here on 720 WGN. And take advantage of this. If you can't get through tonight, take advantage of the National Dream Hotline beginning Friday night at 6. Happens every year. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. This weekend, the 26th annual National Dream Hotline will begin Friday night, 6 p.m., going all the way until midnight Sunday night. There are specific phone numbers for areas in and around the area in the Midwest and so on and so forth. If you want those numbers, you can go to dreamschool.org. They're all there. But if you're in the Chicago area, you can call 630-739-1329. That's after Friday at 6 p.m. for 54 hours straight. Dr. Laurel Clark, who's a dream expert, is with us. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you.
My traffic guy, Ted, has been having some crazy dreams lately. Ted, is that true?
Yeah, and it's been really messing with my sleep for about the past week or so. Now, I'm having trouble falling asleep because it seems to me as soon as I drift off, I immediately start to dream, and it's very troubling, and it wakes me up again. And I have been told by others who have been around as I've been drifting off, I've been yelling as soon as I fall asleep.
Do you remember the dream, though?
I don't remember the dream whatsoever, but it's a problem because it will wake me up and I'll go, oh, okay, just a dream. I know I can get out of it, immediately drift back, and it's right there.
Anything about that, Doctor?
Well, if you could remember the dream, then I would be able to give you more insight into the meaning of it. But one thing I would suggest is, before you go to sleep, do perhaps some kind of journaling to get out whatever kind of thoughts are on your mind, because it sounds like there's something during the day that you haven't resolved that's probably troubling you. You know, maybe it's something you don't really have time to think about, so you just kind of shove it to the back of your mind.
Is it
and
common?
Then when you go to sleep, it comes to the forefront.
Is it common to start dreaming immediately after falling asleep? I thought it took a little while to get to that stage of sleep.
Well, it usually does, but particularly because you have the kind of hours that you do. Sometimes when people sleep in shorter periods of time, they go into a deep sleep more quickly and can dream that way.
Yeah, that happens to me, Ted. I'll fall asleep. I can actually, it happened to me yesterday when I was sleeping. I'll fall asleep and I can hear what's happening out on the street while I'm dreaming.
And you incorporate it into your dream.
Yeah. And in fact, doctor, I had a very interesting sleep yesterday. I live off of a major street in Chicago, and there is a viaduct, an expressway viaduct in front of my apartment. And yet another semi-trailer truck smashed into the viaduct and got stuck and flipped over. This is the fifth time in 3 years that this has happened, and it sounds like the world is exploding. So that was a lovely way to wake up this afternoon.
Yeah, I actually have had that when I've been in Chicago also. Is one of our branches of the School of Metaphysics is on a fairly busy street, and I've had dreams early in the morning where the street sounds and even just the thoughts of people going to work have awakened me. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a challenge anywhere, but especially in a big city, because there's so much activity going on.
Yeah.
If you're not in a deep state of sleep, it can influence your dream.
Oh, absolutely. I live right by an L stop. I live right, there's a train stop right there. There's an expressway. So there's plenty of lovely sounds happening. And because of the hours that I work, you know, I sleep during the day when it's at its busiest.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We have a lot of people who are on the line. One more thing, doctor. This is a recurring dream that I have all the time, and it's always mentioned. I dream that my teeth are falling out or that they're crumbling, and I've dreamt this for years and years and years. What does that mean?
That's a very common dream. Food in a dream symbolizes knowledge. So teeth, which are used to chew food, when you dream that your teeth are falling out, it means that there's something that is changing in the way that you learn. Sometimes it means that there's a lot of knowledge that you've taken in that you need to assimilate, you need to digest. So it might be, you know, there are books you're reading or there are new ideas that are coming to you. There are things that you've been thinking about and you need to put it into practice so that you can make it more a part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. It's been a recurring dream for as far back as I can remember. Okay, here's Steve on WGN. Hi, Steve. Steve, turn your radio down.
Yeah, it's off.
Okay.
Am I on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I have a recurring dream, and I've had it for the last 30 years. A friend of mine. Well, when I bought this new Harley, I gave him my Kawasaki, and he got killed on it. And I have a recurring dream where I'm riding down the same stretch of US 150, but in my dream, I hit a certain hill, and I'm flying, and I lose control of the bike, but I always wake up before something happens. Now, my wife thinks it's regret of me giving him that motorcycle. And I think it's just because in my dream, I want to experience, because he was going 115 when the crystal hit the speedometer.
So what do you think about that? What do you think about that, doctor?
Well, on a symbolic level, how I would interpret that dream is in your life, there are goals that you have and there are times you kind of race towards your goals, maybe to the point of out of control, and that there's a need for balance, that you probably need to slow down some. It may be that you need to incorporate some other things in your life to integrate with the goals that you have. And since it's recurring, what I would do is at the times in your waking life when you're having the dream to see what's going on where you may be rushing, going too fast. I don't know if you have lots of different thoughts that go on or if, you know, you tend to be the kind of person that when you're focused on something, really focused on it and rush headlong towards your goals. But that's how I would interpret that on a symbolic level.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Steve. Thanks for the call. Doctor, I got a text here, and I got a couple of texts, and I too have experienced this. 708 area code says, I constantly dream about my dead relatives. At first, I'm happy to see them, and then I'm sad because I miss them. Is this normal? Does it happen often? And I often dream of people who have passed away. How does that work?
That is very common, and there's two ways to look at it. If in the dream the people who have died are just kind of there, if they're talking, they might just be gesturing, that is what's called a visitation dream, meaning that someone who has died can actually come to you in the dream state. Usually they do it to let you know that they're okay. Sometimes it's actually you visiting them, particularly if it's shortly after their death. And I myself have had a couple of very profound visitation dreams. If the person in the dream is kind of acting like they were when they were alive, they're talking, they're engaging with other people, then it's likely that that person is symbolizing an aspect of yourself. So you would look to see what quality you saw in them, and it's telling you about that part of yourself in whatever the action is. But in many cases, it's an actual visitation or meeting with that person who's passed away.
Wow. Wow, that's something. Okay, doctor, hang on, okay?
Sure.
All right, there's Dr. Laurel Clark, and if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. You can send your text to 24720. Try to squeeze as many people in here before 3 as we can. And if you can't get through, remember, the 26th Annual National Dream Hotline begins Friday night at 6, and it goes until midnight Sunday anytime. They're going to man the phones for 54 hours straight. The phone number in the Chicago area is 630-739-1329. You can get more information at dreamschool.org. More with Dr. Clark coming up on WGN. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. This weekend is the 26th Annual National Dream Hotline, 54-hour marathon. The phones will be manned from 6 p.m. on Friday through midnight Sunday, 630-739-1329. That's the number in the Chicagoland area. There are other numbers, and you can get them all at dreamschool.org starting on Friday night at 6 p.m. Dr. Laurel Clark, a dream expert, is with us. Welcome back, doctor.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. This is Chase on WGN. Hi, Chase.
How's it going?
All right.
I have two quick dreams. My dad was murdered when I was 10 years old. About 3 months after, I had a dream that me and my family were at a fancy restaurant, and there was the waiter. He was in a dark cloak. He spoke like my dad, sounded like my dad, and smelled like him. And at the end, I pulled the cloak off, and it was my dad. And he said, it's all right, and gave me a big hug, and he just disappeared. Just thought that was a little odd.
Well, that was what we were just talking about, right, Doctor?
And I'm so sorry to hear that. That must have been really, really difficult for me with that age. I think that probably was your dad's way of coming to you in your dream state to let you know that he was okay. And the fact that there was a dark cloak, I would, if I had a dream like that, I would interpret that as in my waking state, being aware that there was something still kind of unknown or hidden about myself, and, you know, probably your own feelings about it were complicated and there were things that were kind of hidden or veiled to you. So that's how I would interpret that dream.
Okay. All right, Chase, sorry to hear about that, and thank you for your call. Here's Oren on WGN. Hi, Oren.
Hi there.
Hi.
Great program tonight, Nick.
Thank you.
I really want to applaud Dr. Clark's suggestion about keeping a journal. I spent some time at the University of Chicago, and one of my classes was on dream interpretation. And it helps a lot if you can have that journal right by your bed and write your dream down right away. It's amazing how much more you remember.
Absolutely.
My dream tonight, though, is, or my situation tonight, is a recurring dream that I have when I'm traveling. I've got my car set up so I can sleep in the car, and I frequently, nowhere else but in the car when I'm sleeping, I have a dream of being in some sort of accident-type situation where I'm going to be going over a bridge railing or over a mountain road or whatever, and I'm putting my foot on the brake, and I can't stop the car. And I've been tried. I've been trying to make myself realize that I'm asleep when I start to sense that I can't hit the brake and make it do anything. I'm trying to get myself to realize that I'm asleep, but as yet I've not quite managed to do it. But I think I'm getting closer, and it's kind of interesting. I'm hoping that I'll be able to do that at some point in time.
Mm-hmm. All right, Doctor, what do you think of that?
Well, first of all, a car or a vehicle has to do with your physical body. And the fact that you're driving in the dream is telling you that you have a sense of control of yourself and your life. However, there is a need for you to slow down in your waking life, you know, to put the brakes on, so to speak, that there probably are times that you may... I don't know if you run yourself into the ground, but there are times that you need to stop and to rest. And it could be what I would call a health dream that's telling you that you need to slow down to rest, to give yourself some time, probably in between projects to rest, or otherwise it might affect your physical health. So what I would do as you're practicing lucid dreaming, which is being aware in the dream that you're dreaming, which is great, it's good that you're practicing that, is in your waking life, look to see when there are times that you're kind of driving yourself and maybe need to take a break, get up and walk around, you know, put a project aside for a little while so you can just kind of rest at the times you're having that dream.
Okay. All right, Oren, thank you for the call. Doctor, I have another one that I have pretty regularly. Sometimes there are I have a recurring in my dreams. My behavior includes me not being able to talk. I'm trying to talk, and I feel like I'm yelling, but it takes effort. And there's like a whisper or nothing coming out of my mouth. What does that usually symbolize?
You know, that's interesting. I used to have dreams like that also. That is telling you that in your daily life, that there are ways that you need to express yourself more completely. You know, and it's kind of interesting because being an on-air personality, I'm sure that you spend a lot of time when you're at work talking, expressing yourself. So what I would do is look to see in other areas of your life where there might be things that you're wanting to express and you're holding back on, or where, you know, there's parts of yourself that you express, but then there's other parts of yourself that you need and want to be more open with. Particularly at the times you're having the dream, is to look at what happened earlier that day and ways that you have wanted to be more expressive of your thoughts and feelings.
Okay. All right. And another one that I think a lot of people have, I think people have work-related anxiety dreams, Doctor. Like, for instance, there are times when, like, related to what I just said, sometimes I'll be at work in my dream, the on-air light will come on and I can't speak. Or I'm aware that there's dead air. Like, I should be on the radio, but there's dead air. And do people have a lot of anxiety dreams that are job related?
They do, and actually, many radio hosts who I've spoken to have had that dream about the dead airspace.
Yeah.
So I think that whatever job somebody does in their waking state, when they have some type of anxiety, you know, feeling like what they're doing isn't good enough or they're not quite accomplishing what they want to, that type of waking anxiety reflects itself in the dreams.
Yeah.
And that's true really of any dream, is they reflect our state of awareness. So people who are happy and positive have happy and positive dreams. People who tend to be anxious have, you know, kind of anxiety-ridden dreams.
You know what's really funny, Doctor, is I haven't had that dream in months, And it's been a really long time since I've had it, right around September. One of the last times was the summer when I had that dream. And since September is when I got the full-time gig here, and we now have great management at the station.
Great.
So I guess that makes sense. So, all right, real quick, let's talk to Chuck on WGN. Hi, Chuck.
Yes, I've had a periodic disturbing or even scary dream, and it's not even specific. I can't even remember what it is, but it's something that's troubling, and I'll find myself trying to wake up from the dream, and I feel like I'm conscious, and I can feel myself trying to open my eyes, trying to move, and I can't, and this will go on for, I don't know, it seems like a long time, and I finally am able to wake myself up, and I'm a little bit flustered, but I guess, what does that mean, and is that common? And also, is me trying to wake myself up and trying to move and trying to literally physically open my eyes, is that part of the dream, or is that literally physically my body trying to wake up from a bad dream?
That's a really good question, because I get that dream every once in a while. I think other people do, too. Is that common, Doctor?
Yes, it is common, and sometimes it happens also that people will try to move in a dream and they can't move. They're kind of like paralyzed or in slow motion. So what's happening is that's actually when you are in the process of waking up. There are different levels of sleep, different levels of the subconscious mind, and it's kind of like if you were driving a stick shift car and you were pushing your foot on the gas, but you hadn't shifted gears, you wouldn't really be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar to that you need to adjust your mental attention to the process of waking up. And so what you're describing, Chuck, where in the dream you are thinking about waking up, that's a good thing to do. Sometimes it helps to actually picture your physical body if you can. You know, picture your feet and then your calves, where progressively you give attention to your body and bringing your attention back into your body. Although sometimes people aren't aware enough that they're dreaming to do that, what's important is not to panic, to breathe if you can, and to decide if you want to wake up or if you want to go back to sleep. Because usually when you're in that kind of half-in, half-out state, you could easily go back into the dream and into the sleep state, or you could wake up, and it's kind of like you're caught in between two worlds there.
Okay. All right. Chuck, thanks for the call. Doctor, really fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for calling in. You're great at what you do. The 26th annual National Dream Hotline begins this Friday at 6 p.m., goes until midnight on Sunday. Locally in Chicago, you can call 630-739-1329. Jot that number down. There are other local numbers in different areas, and you can get all the information at dreamschool.org, where we have a link on our Facebook page. Doctor, thank you so much for spending time with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay,
hope
take
you
care.
Have a great dream.
Thank you very much, Dr. Laurel Clark on 720 WGN.